Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, sunny with a high near 42. Breezy with a northwest wind 16 to 20 miles an hour, gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 24. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 44. And in the news and our continuing coverage of the upcoming midterm general elections, we take another look at the Wisconsin race for governor, where conservative Republican candidate Tim Michaels is challenging incumbent Democrat Tony Evers. Michaels and Evers met for their only debate last Friday in Madison. Press reports pointed out the sharp differences between the two. Yesterday, we presented some of these in a review from Wisconsin Public Radio and continue from that source today. Gun control. When asked about gun control proposals, Michael said he opposed a so-called red flag law that would let judges temporarily remove guns from owners who pose a danger to themselves or others. Responsible gun owners don't have to worry about red flag laws because it'll never be an issue for them, Evers said. Michael said he opposed the laws because they'd potentially let a disgruntled ex get someone's guns taken away from them. The left always just wants to take away our guns, Michael said. I will protect your Second Amendment rights, WPR reported. Teaching race in schools, again a report from WPR. Evers and Michaels differ sharply when it comes to education, particularly when it comes to teaching about race. Michaels and other Republicans have attacked the public school system for teaching what they call critical race theory, a university-level academic theory about how inequality gets reproduced and maintained in society. GOP lawmakers passed a bill this past session that would have limited what schools can teach when it comes to race. It would have banned teaching that a person by virtue of their race or sex, quote, bears responsibility for acts committed in the past by other individuals of the same race or sex, end quote. The same bill would have banned teaching that a person should feel discomfort or guilt because of their race or sex. Democratic critics of the bill argued it would prevent schools from teaching about systemic racism, including the history of slavery in the U.S. Evers vetoed the plan. During his Republican primary campaign, Michaels, who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump, would not commit to certifying the results of the 2024 presidential election. On Friday, Michaels changed his tune about 2024. He said that as governor, he would sign the Republican election bills Evers had vetoed, many of which would change the rules for absentee voting and ban private funding to run elections. Evers said he would definitely certify the results of elections he is involved in. Some content in this report came with permission from WPR News. We will conclude our coverage of the Wisconsin governor's race on Wednesday's broadcast. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.